From what seems to be the travel center of the universe, at least today, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. I'm Steve Heaser. This episode is about travel. Now, that might sound redundant, a podcast from an airline about travel, but if you listen to Red Belly Radio much, I really don't talk about travel very often. Recently, our past bureau held Parent Day at our headquarters in Dallas. This is where parents of our employees are invited to come and learn about their sons' or daughters' travel privileges. Yes, we do extend that to parents and immediate family members. I spoke with past bureau manager Robert Dussault about the event. Robert, if you could tell us a little bit about this event going on today.
Sure. It's an annual event that we do to kind of instill some of the extended family to the Southwest culture by letting them have access to the information about pass privileges and all the different carriers that they're eligible for, as well as how to make sure that they're a good traveler on Southwest Airlines. And we walk them through every step of the process, from listing to security document to getting on the plane and being patient.
Yeah, there's definitely things you want to do and not do when you're traveling standby. There's a lot of people here today. You got to have a couple hundred people here.
We actually have 308 people, and so we're very proud of it. Each year, the number seems to grow a little bit more, which just is a great indication of our brand, and that people really want to get out there and learn about the right way to fly standby.
Is this unusual in the industry? Do all airlines do this sort of thing?
Not all carriers do. There are a few that do try to extend their reach to family members to let them know that passes are out there. Southwest takes it to the next level, just like we do everything. We really make sure that it's an ongoing effort and to let them know what resources are out there.
Now, I should imagine in a roundabout way this actually helps with retention at Southwest Airlines. You know, if your parents absolutely love to travel, you might think twice before you change jobs.
Yes, my parents have told me that retirement or changing carriers is just not an option. Yes. They've been very clear about that.
Well, thanks for putting this event on and thanks for talking with me.
Thanks very much. Appreciate your time.
Bill Cadwell was at Parent Day, and I asked him why he wanted to attend.
I love to travel. I have a hobby of playing backgammon, so I've married the two. I like to travel and play backgammon. My son's an employee here, and he's really enthusiastic about being an employee.
Do you ever play backgammon while you're traveling?
No, I do not. No. I
mean, you hit a little turbulence and it screws up the board?
I don't have a laptop, or I wouldn't know if you could use those, but no, I go from places to places and play in tournaments.
So he's a relatively new employee?
He is. He's been here a little over a year now.
Where have you been to enjoy his flight privileges?
Well, last week I was in San Diego. I go to Chicago back home to visit my mom all the time. I go down here to Houston to see my son all the time. I've used this quite extensively in a year.
Well, you live in Houston, so you have...
No, actually, I don't. I live in Monument, Colorado.
Oh, wow. Well, you have to... Were you flying in and out of Denver?
Absolutely.
Well, a lot more service going in there these days.
And it's great. I hope there's more.
There will be. By November, I think it's going to be 119 flights. It's now the fastest growing city in our system ever. Did you learn anything today that you needed to know?
Absolutely. The folks here are fantastic. The past bureau, yes, I've learned all sorts of stuff.
A lot of tricks for your bag that you'll take with you.
Absolutely, yes. It's particularly the Zed Fair thing. It's a great deal.
Well, glad to have you aboard.
Thank you very much.
Now, about this next interview, there may be other employees who have flown more, but I don't know them. In fact, I would love to hear from you if you have flown more after you hear this interview. Now, I'm not talking about flight crews who fly for a living, but up next is the mother of all standby travelers, the Senior Manager of Employee Communications, Katie Coldwell. As they say, when people want to write, they always tell you to write about what you know. Start in your own backyard. So here I am. Talking to a young lady who offices only a few feet away from me, Katie Coldwell. Welcome to Red Belly Radio.
Thanks, Steve.
Now, the topic that we're – why I have singled you out, not so much because you office 30 feet from me, but because of your travel, your explorations around the world. As airline employees, we are able to fly standby, what's called a non-revenue basis or a non-rev, but – sometimes it's not all it's cracked up to be. A lot of people join airlines come onto airlines thinking, oh, I'm going to just travel all the time?
Well, I did join an airline because I wanted to travel all the time. And so I think I've got the perfect mix because I love my job kind of being with a set schedule. But at the same time, when I want to hop on a plane, assuming there's a seat available that one of our customers isn't using, then I love to hitchhike and kind of see the country and see the world.
You know, being able to travel is, I guess we need to point this out. It is not a benefit. Working at an airline is not a benefit. What is it?
It's a privilege.
It can be taken away. That's the difference.
Absolutely. Our employees are given strict travel guidelines, and we definitely understand that, you know, we're here to serve our customers, and they're our number one priority. But then if there's an available seat, then an employee or their dependents or spouse or family is welcome to hop on the plane and hitch a ride across the country.
Yes, and I guess I might point out that for me, at least, I'm married with a wife and a child. It's not the easiest thing for me to hop on a plane somewhere on a Friday afternoon and come back Sunday afternoon when a lot of the traveling public want to fly. But you use your flight privileges in other ways.
Well, I'm really lucky. I'm single right now, and so I don't have...
So you're lucky you're single?
Well, I'm just saying I'm lucky, and I'm single. So I'm really blessed because my college roommates also work for Southwest Airlines, and my sister works for Southwest Airlines. So being single, you don't often have a designated travel companion, but having coworkers who also have travel privileges makes it really fun and really easy. So I've been really lucky to have a group of girls who also likes to travel, who also is adventurous, and who kind of likes to explore the world and see what we can see, whether it's in a weekend or maybe something a little different. I remember when I first started working, I would call my mom. My family lives in Tulsa. And so I'd call my mom and I'd be like, Mom, what's for dinner? And so I'd fly to home to Tulsa for dinner on, say, a Tuesday night. And I'd catch the 6 p.m. flight, hop on. I'd be in Tulsa by 7, at the dinner table by 7:30, spend the evening with my family, and then get up the next morning and catch the 6 a.m. flight back and be to work by 7:30.
Something that's unusual about Katie, that's a great story, by the way, but something that's funny about Katie is you walk around the corner because you need to ask her something, and the door's shut. And most people, you know, somebody outside the office, oh, she's in a meeting. Oh, she took the day off or something. But with Katie's case, it's usually something more like, oh, she's in Istanbul. You know, she's always going all around the world. Your passport clearly has been stamped. My passport is embarrassingly stamped compared to yours. Where are some of the places you've been in the last, you know, year or two?
Well, I've been really lucky. I love to travel. And so through the flight privileges at Southwest, not only can we travel on Southwest, but we can travel on other airlines as well. And so each airline we negotiate a different agreement with. And that's all through our talented Pass Bureau department. So through my Pass Bureau contacts and just through filing for my passes, just like any employee would, I've gone to Thailand. I've gone to Tahiti. I've gone to Egypt. I've gone to India.
That was just this past summer.
Yeah, that was just recently. No, it's been a while. You kind of have to make the best use of the vacation days you have. But I've really been able to see a good chunk of the world. I think I've been to about 30 countries.
Wow. I didn't realize that. I knew it was a lot. I need to catch up with you.
You just got to start somewhere. You just got to start with one place and keep on going. And travel becomes addictive.
Now, I suppose, you know, some people learn things growing up. You know, the Kennedys were taught politics at the dinner table. But you kind of learned traveling growing up. Why don't you tell us about that?
Absolutely. Well, my family loves to travel. My parents had kind of a special tradition where their anniversary was August the 7th. And somehow by a fluke, the first 4 years, my mom realized that she and my dad had spent their anniversary in a different state every single year on August the 7th. And so that became our family's tradition. So each summer we'd take a family vacation, we'd pack the car. Back in those days, we always drove before we didn't have any airline employees in our family. So we'd drive. But so we'd pack up the car, and sometimes we knew exactly where we were going. We knew we were going to go visit my family in California, or we knew we were going to go, you know, to the beach in Florida. But other times my mom would throw some AAA maps in the back seat and say, well, kids, do you want to go to Georgia or Wyoming? And we'd just start driving, and we usually wound up in a different state on August the 7th to celebrate their anniversary. So they had 30 anniversaries in different states while they were married. So
And I understand a couple of those times you had to stay in places that were a bit dodgy, that just to accomplish the goal.
Exactly. I think there was one time we stayed in East St. Louis, or we'd cross the river in a state just to kind of keep it technical so that we were officially across the state line. But we had a lot of fun, and I think that's definitely what sparked my love for travel.
Now, one of the cool things, Katie came to employee communications from revenue management. So she has an analytical mind, and she understands computers and knows how to work an Excel spreadsheet. You track your travel and all the miles. I don't know how long this goes back, since it was you an airline employee or what, but you have tracked all of the miles you have flown.
Well, so it's just really simple. It's an Excel spreadsheet, and I track how many trips I take in a year, and I track both my work trips and my personal trips. So it's any time I set foot on an airplane, whether it's for work or for fun. And so I track the point-to-point mileage that I fly, and I keep track of the number of trips. And so I'm currently up to I'm at 458,000 miles since I started work at Southwest Airlines in July 2000. And in case you're curious, that's equal to 18.4 times around the Earth.
I was just going to say, what is the Earth, 25,000 miles?
I think it's 24,000, something like that. But yeah, so I'm headed that way, and I think I'm on track. I should hit 500,000 miles sometime in 2009.
Well, how far is it to the moon?
Well, I don't know that.
We need to figure that up here.
I think that'd be a lot of flights, so...
Do you have any travel horror stories of being stuck in airports for a while?
Well, I've spent the night in an airport once or twice, but I think in this day and age, I just know that I'll always get home somehow. There have been a couple times where, coming back from Montreal this past May, we got rerouted. We had to spend the night in Chicago, so we didn't quite make it back when we wanted to, and coming back from India, things were looking a little bit dicey, but somehow I think by the grace of God, we were able to get on the plane and we made it home. So,
well, Katie, I know you're headed off to a flight right now, I'm sure.
Well, I'm going to Tahoe this weekend with some friends. So you got a couple days till I hop on a plane, but absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with me today. I know you're busy, and I can't wait to hit that 500,000-mile mark, and then hope I'm around when you hit the 1,000,000-mile mark.
That's right. Well, I encourage all of you, if you like to travel, then an airline's a great place to work. And one of my favorite quotes is by Mark Twain, and he said that travel is the enemy of prejudice. And I think anytime you get on a plane, anytime you can see a place that's different from your own, whether it's in America or in another country, it just opens your eyes to different people and different experiences. So come work for an airline and hop on a Southwest plane.
I live vicariously through Katie. For the record, my memory of Earth's circumference at 25,000 miles was closer to Katie's 24,000-something. But using her Price is Right methodology of not going over made her correct, since the actual circumference is 24,900 miles. By the way, in mileage, Katie has flown to the moon and almost all the way back. Our moon rests almost 239,000 miles away from Earth. Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2008. The captain has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.